USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian nationalists are angry at President Vladimir Putin and demand he make immediate changes to ensure ultimate victory in the Ukraine war, a day after Moscow was forced to abandon its main force in northeastern Ukraine. The swift fall of the Kharkiv province was Russia's worst military defeat since its troops were forced back from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Former New York Republican Congressman Pete King on Newsmax Sunday looks back on 9/11.
I heard on the car radio that there had been a small plane crashing into the World Trade Center. I didn't think that much of it, but then as more reports come in, I was thinking, okay, my wife was supposed to be on the plane, supposed to leave around 9 o'clock, so I'm calling the airlines. They wouldn't give any information. And when they don't give information, it sounded in such a way we can't tell you the bad news.
Mr. King's wife was fine as her plane never took off. A month after losing a nearly $50 million verdict, Alex Jones is set to go on trial for a second time in Connecticut for calling Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting a hoax and a claim he caused several of the victims' families emotional and psychological harm. Jones also faces a third trial in another pending lawsuit by Sandy Hook parents in Texas. President Biden speaking at a 9/11 ceremony at the Pentagon Sunday.
To all the families and loved ones who still feel the ache of that missing piece of your soul, I'm honored to be here with you once more to share this solemn rite of remembrance and reflect on all that was lost in the fire and ash on that terrible September morning.
More information on the status of our economy comes out Tuesday when August's Consumer Price Index gets released by the government. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A former Major League Baseball player was killed when going to a 9/11 ceremony.
Anthony Vivaro left Major League Baseball to work as a Port Authority police officer. The 37-year-old was heading to work at a 9/11 memorial event Sunday when he was killed on the Hudson Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike by a driver going the wrong way. The other driver was killed. Vivaro was drafted out of St. John's University by the Mariners in 2005. He spent most of his career with the Atlanta Braves. He last played for the Red Sox before voluntarily leaving the majors in 2016 to pursue law enforcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
President Biden last year signed an executive order to demand a declassification review of the intelligence documents related to the 9/11 attacks, but has yet to meet with family members. Terry Strata's husband was killed on 9/11. She's also the national chairwoman of 9/11 Families United.
You know, it's the right place to be on this day, but it's difficult to come here. It's difficult to be back where it all happened and where his life ended. I also lived here for 6 years with him across the street in Battery Park City when we first dated. So I'm coming back home, but it's really not a home anymore.
Events to commemorate Queen Elizabeth II are continuing across the United Kingdom this week after King Charles III was proclaimed monarch at a ceremony in London over the weekend. King Charles visited Parliament on Monday, where he made his first address there as monarch.
What our late sovereign, my beloved mother, the Queen, meant to us all.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.